Turundusdoktor aitab.
The case study is like that. Hi, I have designed first samples for an upscale garden decorations line. Currently, I'm a bit unsure what channel should I use to sell the line. For the ordinary garden stores, the line might be too expensive. In the design stores, I believe that there are just few of my potential customers. Or should I go to design markets or anywhere else?
First of all, I mean, obviously, it's a, you know, it was a very short email, but I thought, let's just check in with the foundation. So checking that there is, you know, who is it that this these products are targeted at? Is there, are you clear that there's a clear need and desire for what you've created? Where is your unique spot in the market? You know, what are your competitors doing? How do they sell? Are they selling through garden stores or design stores? Does your product justify the price tag? You know, basic foundation, things like that. And does your brand reflect the price tag as well? Having looked at the website, I think, yeah, the brand fits nicely with the product. Secondly, just thinking about your customer, and this in my experience is something that entrepreneurs don't think hard enough about, is really visualizing who your client is. So, you know, what does their garden look like? Where do they shop? What does their home look like? What do they aspire to? Where do they buy from? Do they buy from garden centers, or is it online, a department store, a design store? Thirdly, thinking about what sort of business do you want to be? So, you know, you're asking, do you want to go to design markets? Are you set up to provide the logistics and the customer service that comes with selling direct to customers? Or do you just want to be a wholesale and design business and always sell through shops? So for me, they were kind of the foundation things that I'd want to think about first. I guess your options are, you could sell direct, you could sell online, you could sell at markets, but you have to have the logistics and the customer service in place. You could be selling through gift shops, and you know, don't just limit your market to Estonia. Obviously, you can sell across Europe, if not across the world. Are you thinking about shows like Maison and Objet in Paris, where a lot of the smaller gift shops and larger ones as well go to look for new designers, and also large design stores, and again think international. So those were my main thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also, when I was reading the case study, it seems that it is really difficult because most of the garden stores are still full of rather cheap Chinese production that or products that might look a bit different, but maybe not too much. So people might think that should I buy the higher priced thing, or why should I buy the higher priced thing?
Yeah.
And probably with I do agree with everything, Fiona, you told, really. But I also would like to probably think that where is the story with the products?
Absolutely.
Why these things?
Yeah.
What's the kind of the red line connecting all the products? There are people who really love what you do, and they would like to have everything in the garden. But if there are so many different handwritings and different things, they might say that, okay, I can find this just one item that I really love. So it might be even worth thinking that can there be kind of what's the story behind the line, so that you can sell really different items to the same customer, so that they feel that now I have the really kind of spot dot on the eye, and now it's really perfect when I have all the, I might say it's kind of the garden accessories in my garden. It's not more, but just kind of the fine tuning of everything, and maybe to kind of put into focus some products. So it might be also worth of thinking how to use the stories, the red line, and really to do something that is one whole.
Yeah, and actually that's such a good point, isn't it, about the Chinese copies and how you stand, or not the Chinese copies, but the cheaper Chinese products and how you stand out, because it kind of goes back to why did you feel that there was a need to create this line in the first place? You know, that you must be passionate about this for some reason and using that to communicate. So yeah, absolutely, through your story, that's such an important thing, isn't it? But also checking that your product is different enough that people aren't comparing one cheaply priced product with one expensive. There's got to be enough of a point of difference in the product, hasn't there, to justify the price?
Absolutely. Because here, I think with this case, we're facing the thing that that I sometimes see. It's probably the person herself is working with the gardens and garden designs. And then feeling that there are not many suitable projects what he or she wants to use.
Yeah.
And then, okay, let me create the line myself. But it might also be that that maybe people look it from the different eyes. And, yeah, you can use all the things you create with the gardens you create. But the question is there a wider market for that that you can sell without your garden design? Or is it kind of the original part of your garden design, and you should really keep it like a very well-designed item only bought together with your garden or with the garden design by yourself and not even expand further?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no point in sinking money, is there, into producing thousands of these if there just isn't the desire in the market for people to pay a premium for it.
Yeah, so it's a kind of challenging case, really, to come to the...
isn't it, as much as it is a marketing question, I think, you know, where's the market first?
Absolutely. And I think also that that it might be that what I would suggest that maybe it's worth of going a bit upscale and really trying to do the things that are really not only just the garden accessories, but really the kind of focus points for the garden, what you can create. I think that this will be more valuable, both for you as an artist, and really you can kind of limit your things, what you create, to the very specific areas where it really does make sense that it's something so different, and not to dilute your creativity into the kind of garden accessories line that it might be very difficult to compete with Chinese cheap producers or from any other parts of the world. But it's just my thought here.
I think that's such good advice, because then you're not, as you say, not limiting your creativity, are you? And also you're building a bigger brand that people can really buy into then.
And by the way, when the brand is well known then as a second step, when the brand is well known, it's really okay to come to the lower part of the market.
Yeah.
And sell as a kind of lower tier with your brand, these items, what you have now. So it might be that the strategy could be maybe vice versa.
Mm.
So, a lot of things to discuss and a lot of things to think about it. But thank you, Fiona. It was so interesting to discuss with you all about the color psychology and the different things about marketing as well. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And dear listeners, please welcome to listen us in a week's time. And meanwhile, please send us interesting case studies. You know that we really love to solve them and then find answers for your challenges.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.